Lunseth Plumbing and Heating is a full-service plumbing, mechanical, fire protection, and automated controls contractor. It's also a merit shop, providing jobs to more than 130 full-time skilled and dedicated employees. For more information on what we can do for you or how to join our team, you can find us on the web at lunseth.com. Lunseth Plumbing and Heating is a proud sponsor of the Spring Live Drive broadcast from Grand Forks on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Real Presence Radio is now on Amazon devices. To listen to your station, just ask Alexa to enable the Real Presence Radio skill and let her know which station you'd like to listen to, by major city like Sioux Falls, Fargo, or Rochester, or by signal like FM 104.1 or FM 89.9. You can also visit the Alexa Skills Marketplace and search for Real Presence Radio. Listen to RPR anytime, anywhere, now on your Amazon devices. Looking for a show that highlights the people you know and their unique stories? Check out Real Presence Live. It's local, engaging, and live from all across the RPR network every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning from 9 to 11 Central, with encores on Saturday mornings from 6 to noon. Here's a short clip of something you might hear.
Going to our first guest, we have Rita Dupree with us from the Diocese of Rapid City. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning.
Rita, thank you for being with us this morning. We want to hear your story about Rita is involved with Rachel's Vineyard, and we want to hear her story about healing from her abortion experience. But first, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. As you said, I'm from Rapid City. I have lived and worked here most of my life, with the exception of 7 years I lived in Ohio. I am married to my best friend. This is my second marriage, and we've been together over 20 years. We do have 7 children, 5 living, and 2 of them are in heaven. More about that in a little bit. And 9 grandchildren. One of them is in heaven, and one is due in August. Wow. I'm retired from civil service. I worked at Ellsworth for 30 years. And today I work at St. Vincent de Paul about 10 hours a week, and I put together pilgrimages, spiritual pilgrimages overseas.
Wow.
Yes, yes. I volunteer a lot. That's good. Keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, definitely. So where does this journey of healing begin for you?
I was 31 years old, and I had just gone through the divorce with my first husband. And it was at that time where my world was crumbling, and I felt very alone, probably at the lowest point. I had 2 young children at that point. They were under 4, and I was just coming out of an abusive, broken marriage. And also in that marriage, I had had a miscarriage, a baby, between my 2 babies. You know, when you're at the bottom, all you can do is reach up.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to my church for healing. I began going to Mass often, and Father had told me to attend Al-Anon meetings, and went to a lot of support groups, and I frequented the sacraments. And I found myself in prayer a lot. A lot.
Amen.
Looking back today, I realized that God was there. I just didn't feel worthy, you know?
What comes to my mind as you're speaking, Pope Francis talks a lot about how the church isn't a museum of saints. It's a hospital for sinners.
Amen.
So thank God that your parish was there and was able to kind of accompany you through this grieving process, through the healing process, that the parish was there, that they were able to guide you into prayer. So what were some of the things you experienced right after the abortion?
Well, I'm going to take you back many years. I was only 19, and I was in college at Black Hills State, and the father of the baby was a military man, and he had actually asked me to marry him, but you know, I had big dreams and big goals. and I was kind of suffering severe morning sickness, and I was very scared and ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurse at the college actually gave me some counsel. She suggested an abortion. And, you know, this is back in the early 80s. So, you know, it was just coming out, women's rights and all this happy stuff. And she said, it's an easy procedure. It's fast, affordable, and it's legal, and everything's going to be okay. And nobody ever has to know about it. And so she really took care of it. She set everything up in Rapid City. I didn't even know there was, you know, a clinic here. So on May 15th, 1982, I went into the clinic, and I actually knew the exact second that the baby was sucked out of me. It was not only physically painful, and I really felt I deserved that.
That was a short clip of Real Presence Live. Real Presence Live is our signature show, which we bring you every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning from 9 to 11 Central. Check it out to stay up to date on all the great things happening across our local diocese.
Welcome back, everyone, to our continuing coverage of the live drive, the spring live drive here on Real Presence Radio. Father James Gross joining you, along with Father Jason Leffer from Grand Forks.
And his case of laryngitis.
Yes, so that makes it for an additional adventure as we have one more hour to go. Thank you so much to those who have already given. 877-795-0122 is that phone number. But before we do anything else, we're going to start this hour with prayer. We have a special group with us from St. Michael's Catholic School right here in Grand Forks, just down the road. And Mrs. Lee, go ahead and get us started.
Well, this is the fifth grade class from St. Michael's, and I'm Mrs. Lee, and we're going to pray with you the Apostles' Creed.
Can everybody say hello?
Hello!
Wonderful. Go right ahead.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all very much for joining us, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And these fifth graders will be graduating soon, just about 2 or 3 weeks from now. So have a wonderful day and a great summer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. Wonderful. What a great way to get things started here on our hour of programming. We are going to be visiting shortly with another one of our shepherds of our area, Bishop Michael Heppner, from the Diocese of Crookston, who has been with us in that diocese for some 11 or 12 years now in that neighborhood, and we'll be interested in speaking with him in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to just orient you to what is happening here in case you are newly listening to Real Presence Radio during our spring live drive. This is an opportunity for us to hear back from you. You get to hear back from our various members during the course of the of our broadcast partners during the course of the year. But a couple of times a year, we want to hear from you and to invite you to join with us in this mission mission of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the world and to all who listen in our listening area as Real Presence Radio's network is continuing to grow. 877-795-0122 is that toll-free phone number. And we love to hear your stories and to invite you to include in any donation that you are willing to give, particular prayer intentions, dedications. If you want to donate in honor of somebody or in memory of a loved one, perhaps somebody who was very instrumental to you in your practice of the faith, it's a great opportunity to do that now. We have various levels of a donation, the Archangel level at $5,000 plus. The Apostle level is a particular one we want to promote. That's a $1,000 donation, which if you factor it out over a year's time, is about $3 per day. We also have the Disciple level of $500, the Evangelist level at $250, and a Messenger level, which works out to about a dollar a day, a $360 donation. We have Sizzle gifts available for the callers who donate $75 or more this hour. They will be eligible to pick from an assortment of gift certificates from local restaurants and businesses. We have a good assortment from various areas within our listening area, so we want to make sure that you hop in on that as well.
So I love to refer to them as the Hobbit level. Those $75 or under, those little people out there, they're the ones who keep the church going, keep the radio station going, any amount that they can give. So everywhere from the Archangel level to the Hobbit level. Now, rumor has it there may have been an apostle while we were out there.
I believe there very well may have been, yes. And that's something that we should really really point to, if at all possible. So let's see. An anonymous apostle from the great city of Mott in southwestern North Dakota. Ta-da! And they gave that gift in thanksgiving for family and the Knights of Columbus Council there in Mott. And a lot of wonderful listeners there. They tune in on the Dickinson Station 101.9 FM.
Mott, the spot that God loves a lot. It's a distant suburb of Leffer, North Dakota, the hub city of southwestern North Dakota.
Right. That's a way to kind of remember it. And they're just to the the west or to the east of the Enchanted Highway.
That's right. And we have the patriarch of Leffer, North Dakota, in studio today, Robert Leffer, my dad. It was Bring Your Father to Work Day, and so I brought my dad. He's over there giggling on the other side of the window. Are we still doing okay, Dad?
I figured out an additional reason why Papa Leffer is around here. Not only does he want to spend time with his son, maybe he's going to hop into the tractor and scratch around in the dirt with some of your local farmers as they are doing spring planting this year.
Well here's something. It's kind of a color story we can throw out there. I have a parishioner, Mark Novak, who he's into trapping and hunting and so forth. And Easter Sunday, he says after Mass, Father, you got to swing by and check something out. And come by, and we walk into his house there, and he looks up at the wall, and there's this mounted trophy bobcat. And he says, I call it Leffer. I said, what? He goes, we trapped that on your original farm, the settlement in Leffer, North Dakota. And the thing is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
He says, they normally run about 17 pounds. This guy was 35 pounds. And I called my dad. I said, Dad, do we have bobcats out there? I lived there 20 years. I never saw a bobcat. He's like, oh, yeah, we have bobcats. I saw one on this day. I saw one on this day. I'm like, wow, the whole time I never knew we had bobcats.
Isn't that something? Yeah, you know, you hear about various critters, especially in west of the river,
right,
that you probably wouldn't find.
Well, the interesting
places.
Thing is our moniker for, or our mascot for Leffer was the Leffer Leopards. And the
yeah.
whole time it should have been the Leffer Bobcats. Who knew?
Bobcat is so overdone, I think. You know, Leopards is a great team name, yes. So we are joined today by Bishop Heppner from the Diocese of Crookston, Minnesota. Bishop, welcome to Real Presence Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Father Gross and Father Leffer. Good to be with you this morning. I have to give you another reason for it being Dad's Day. Today is my dad's birthday.
Awesome.
Dad was with us till the year 2000, but he would have been 105 today. But today is his birthday. It always made May a great month. It started, my dad's name was Joseph.
Yes.
For St. Joseph. And so May always started with the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker.
Mm-hmm.
And then a short number of days later, on May 9th, was Dad's birthday. And oh, Dad loved to celebrate birthdays. He was a great celebrator.
You know, Bishop, could you give us a little insight? Because that makes me, my mother passed away 3 years ago.
Wow.
And as now, not only as a Catholic, but as a priest, you as a bishop, what is your relationship like with your father at the Mass, when you're celebrating the Mass, or do you have a sense of his presence, or is there some kind of connection you have with him now that you didn't have when he was still living, or what's that like from the Catholic perspective, priest perspective,
calling him to mind?
Well, you know, parents are special. I mentioned at my Episcopal ordination, you know, they certainly were there. Both mom and dad had passed, and so the very first thing you do is you start to say thank you. You thank Almighty God. And then you thank your beautiful parents who you just know are there with you in spirit as they look down. I carry a picture of mom and dad in my breviary, and they're with us every day. You know, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is so special. It's the high point of the whole day. And you because of their faith, you just still have this communion with the saints and communion with those two saints in particular.
I always like to tell people I love being Catholic because we have all the toys. And what I mean by that is, like, if you imagine us in the sandbox, we have, you know, we got the sacrifice, the Mass. Oh yeah, and we have the communion of saints too. And here we are, and it comes together.
Here's another way you could say that same thing. I had confirmation last night in Red Lake Falls. Beautiful, and they did a whole spread afterwards. It didn't start till 6:30, but they were still having supper at 9 o'clock. And every time I go through one of these lines, you know, I say, you know, we thank God for the Roman Catholic Church because we have the full plate.
There you go.
And dessert.
We have the full plate. If you want the full meal, you come on in, you know.
Right. I was just reminded of that last hour as we were talking about the gift of an olive wood crucifix that's given with an apostle donation, and how that particular crucifix was touched to all of these different relics. Well, that's a number of different toys in the sandbox. So as you kind of whispered to me, Father, you know, we got it all covered there.
Gosh,
didn't we?
As Lori was going through everything that crucifix has been touched to, I was starting to fall over from the weight of glory. I mean, you want to definitely give. What level of giving was that, Father?
The apostle level of $1,000.
$1,000, you get this olive wood crucifix from the Holy Land, and it has so much glory. When you get it, it's just going to knock you over. So
we have a couple of challenge grants that we'll be mentioning throughout the course of the hour. These challenge matching grants are offered by very generous listeners who want to invite the rest of us to participate in the live drive. Some of them, a lady from here in Grand Forks, Margaret, who would like to offer her gift for the return of her children to the Catholic faith. She prays every day for these apostolates of RPR and EWTN. We also want to thank Ave Maria Radio, which provides several of our programs. There are several local businesses that we want to mention. R.J. Zavarol and Sons, that last name is a very well-known one for Catholics in East Grand, and Dahl Funeral Home, also of East Grand Forks, and the funeral director, Daniel Dahl. We also want to thank Cosmo Funeral Home in Moorhead, and also Mark and Christy from Warren, who would like to offer this challenge matching grant in loving memory of Margie Peterson and Paul St. George. Maine. So we need to hear from you as well, and we will gladly share your thoughts as you call in, but you have to call in 877-795-0122. Also, we have our website, yourcatholicradiostation.com. Those are the two easiest ways to contribute to our spring live drive.
If you give 75 or more, what's in it for you?
It is a sizzle gift, and callers who donate at that level or above are eligible to pick from an assortment of gift certificates from local restaurants and businesses. So we want to sweeten the pot a little bit. Not that it's necessary. You know, we appreciate your generosity and your stewardship, but there's an extra incentive for you. So why not enjoy a nice meal on us? And we look forward to having you join
us. And just in case people wonder, those sizzle gifts have been donated by the local businesses. It's not coming off of anything that you give. Mm-hmm. And so that's the business people from your zip code, your local zip code, they have donated. So you'll be able to enjoy this at your local
That donation businesses. Is free and clear, and it's about two times a year that we come to you with these requests for the live drive in the spring and the fall. So it's been a few months since the last time that we've done this. We try not to be too, you know, heavy-handed with regard to these requests, but there are times during the year where we know that it's important for us to rely upon your generosity and to show you how much we benefit from it. And we are very grateful that Bishop Heppner is with us. Bishop, I wanted to ask you in particular about something that you have coming up. You're going to have a priestly ordination this summer, aren't you?
We are. We're so excited. Father Michael Airey, Deacon Michael Airey, will become Father Michael Airey. And he's ready, he's willing, he's able. Just finished meeting with my assignments committee meeting yesterday. We have a place for him, I'm happy to say.
I don't think he was worried about that.
Yeah, you always hear about these employment numbers in the United States, and I would say there's 100% employment in the Catholic Church.
Yeah. You know, it's so wonderful to see. And I said this at confirmation the other night. All these polls in the United States that happen once in a while, there's a one poll that the happiest men in the United States are Roman Catholic priests. And the polls point it out, you know. Yeah, and sometimes the people laugh when I say that, you know.
We got three happy men in this room. Yeah, sure.
But it's a fantastic way of life. It's supernatural, mm-hmm. To be able to bring Jesus to people. To bring the spiritual nourishment and the encounter with Jesus, who in turn brings them for into eternal life. It doesn't get any better than that.
You have the honor, Bishop, in your time so far in Crookston, of having celebrated several ordinations, permanent deacons, transitional deacons, priests. Can you share with us what that feeling is like for you to be able to participate in that important work in the church?
I have to tell you, my first ordination was a group of seven permanent deacons, young men, and it was shortly after I became bishop, like weeks, mm-hmm. if not one or two. But so there are seven, and they're sitting there in the front pew with their wives.
Yeah.
And so you go through the ritual, and this is my first time through, and I'm using what the church gives there, and in this little called instruction, you know, you turn the page, and unfortunately some of these pages aren't put together very, very well. And so I'm talking to them about giving their life to the Lord as permanent deacons now. And you turn the page, and the very first paragraph up there starts to talk about celibacy. So I start to read. I'm reading along, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't think this is right.
And the wives are poking their husbands in the ribs.
The wives all moved up to the front of the pew. And all the guys
started
looking at each other. Finally, I just laughed. And I said, "Oops, we're gonna go to the next paragraph."
So the real question is: once a bishop enunciates something, can he de-enunciate it?
He did it in a hurry. He did it in a big hurry, right there. So I'll just remember that. But what a gift to be able to do that. I reflect upon that always. You know, ordinations for the Jesus to be sharing his priesthood with us in such a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. Diaconate, you know, diaconate, and we're talking about permanent deacons in the church. I can remember someone looked at my predecessor in Winona, the Bishop Harrington. Went mm-hmm. in Winona and said to him, "Can you tell me what permanent deacons are for?" And he just smiled at him and he said, "Service, and it's a gift to the church." And the Lord just continues to give to the church, and the service of deacons in charity is one of those great gifts.
You know, Bishop Heppner, as you're speaking there, what's coming to my mind, talking about ordination, priesthood, diaconate, permanent diaconate, it is the word generosity. You know, we started this broadcast, and I said earlier, just when I was younger, more immature, even as a priest, I was afraid to ask people to give, or I felt like I was imposing, or you know, people would reject. But then I realized, as I grew in faith and understanding and in the call of Christ himself, I realized, wait a minute, if I don't reveal to people generosity, God is generous. The first word, generate, Genesis, is the word of sacred scripture. And I realized it's an absolute privilege to be the voice to people, to teach them about a life of generosity. And I can look back now on my priesthood and see where that word of generosity has gone out. People's lives have been transformed through it. What can you tell us about the vocation of generosity, and what does that have to do with being Catholic?
It starts with appreciation for God's goodness in my life. You know, God continues to give abundantly, and we take note of it. You know, one of the directions for the examen of conscience or consciousness every night before you go to bed: be aware, be thankful. Number one, of all the good things the Lord's done for you today. Just make that little list and offer a little litany of thanksgiving, and then out of that comes the desire to use well what God has given, to use it well, and that involves good stewardship, and then to be generous yourself, and extending God's care for everybody by sharing what God has given you. And the Lord continues to promise in Scripture, you know, that you will be repaid a hundredfold in this life and with eternal life to come. So it's a spiritual, it's living spiritually in the Lord, you know, to be so thankful every day of all the wonderful things God has given for you, to you, and then to use it well. And part of that is to use it to extend praise, to help other people come to know God's goodness in their life.
Right.
Through sharing.
Yeah, thank you very much for those reflections. For those who are just tuning in, you have caught us here on our Spring Live Drive here on Real Presence Radio. We have Bishop Heppner with us from the Diocese of Crookston here in studio in Grand Forks, Father Jason Leffer and Father James Gross joining you for the balance of this hour. Things are eerily and disappointingly quiet, so we need you folks to hop on the bandwagon.
Well, you know, here's something. I received a text, and this comes from Dickinson listeners.
Okay.
Now, I don't see it on the big board yet, so hopefully it's going to come up on the big board.
Very
but maybe
good.
We can prompt them down in Fargo. This is from Dennis and Marianne Johnson in Dickinson.
Okay.
They called. Now, their son is going to be getting married here in a couple of weeks. Beautiful young lady. We're excited about that. Dennis was my confirmation sponsor. But they're specifically called to give because Bob is in studio today, and they said to say hello to Father Bob Leffer.
My father's dad, father.
My father. And they've given $1,000 in honor of that. So we want to thank them. But I don't see it on the big board, so maybe we'll hear that.
Yep, they're in the midst of getting that process, but we are also waiting for you to take your turn. Please let us know what you appreciate about Real Presence Radio and the gift of Catholic Radio, 877-795-0122. You can also contribute through our website, yourcatholicradiostation.com. We have a number of different levels available. You'll be able to hear the wonderful fanfare over the air for an apostle donation of $1,000. Also, we have disciple levels at $500, evangelist at $250. The messenger level is the $30 a month gift for a yearly contribution of $360, or at least that would spread out to $1 a day through the course of a year. And so we want to thank a couple more of our challenge matching grant participants, Patrick and Marcine from St. Joseph's in Bagley, Minnesota, as well as, and this might be my confirmation sponsor, I'm just taking a wild guess, Richard, a farmer from Napoleon, is donating bushels of corn to RPR, and he would like to challenge other farmers to donate to Real Presence Radio as well. That's a great idea.
Isn't that great? Our
yes.
confirmation sponsors are alive and well. How many yeah. people's confirmation sponsors hang in there with them across the years? There's the community of saints in this world, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that beautiful?
What yeah. a great example. So at this time, let's get an update, a much needed update of the recent gifts that we've received, and we'll turn it over to Eli down in Fargo.
All right, thanks, Father. You know, before we head it over to Janelle for the update, just want to go ahead and thank one of today's sponsors. Today's Live Drive broadcast from Grand Forks, North Dakota on the Real Presence Radio Network is brought to you in part by Lunseth Plumbing and Heating. Lunseth Plumbing and Heating is a full-service plumbing, mechanical, fire protection, and automated controls contractor. You can find them on the web at lunseth.com. And now over to Janelle for an update.
Greetings to Father Leffer and Father Gross. How are you, men?
Good morning, Janelle.
Janelle, I have to look, I'm going to break in your time a little bit. Of all the RPR personalities out there, you're my absolute favorite. Whenever I can hear from you, my whole day brightens up. And it's just one. Yes, Eli. One day when you grow up, Eli, you hope to be just like Janelle.
Well, Father can be partial to Walsh County natives. So.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's right.
Wherever Janelle goes, the world brightens up. It's beautiful.
My gosh.
Okay, we'll give her a moment to come back down off the clouds
you have a wonderful sense of humor. Thank God for our priests. Thank you, Lord, for our wonderful priests. Thank you for our dedicated priests. Thank you for them giving their whole lives to serve you, Lord, and to serve their people. Where would we be without our wonderful priests? I'd like to make a challenge right now to this hour to all the people out there who are listeners and supporters of Real Presence Radio to call in with a pledge and thanksgiving for their priests. Just imagine just for a second, what would your life be without your priests? Where would you be without the sacraments? Where would you be without the rosary? Where would you be without your family going to talk to somebody when they are in need? where would you be? I mean, just imagine that for a second. And it's life-changing. So I'm encouraging each and every single one of you out there right now. We don't have any callers this hour yet, okay? And I say yet because I have trust and confidence in God and in you that you will call in right now. And call in and thank him. Thank our good priests for the service that they do, for the love they give. Just imagine that. They're giving their whole life for us and for God. So please call in. Well, the phones are quietly silent, and we want them to be ringing right now. And we have a beautiful gift to give for those who have given $1,000 or more. You receive a crucifix that has been touched with a reliquary that has a reliquary that has the true cross in there. So please call in and donate and thank our priests. All right. And God bless all of you. And you guys are doing a great job.
Well, the phone started ringing, so Janelle's yes. prayers have worked, so suddenly the phones are ringing.
We do have a couple of recent gifts. Thank you to Joanne from Red Lake Falls, to Elizabeth from Harvey, and to Ellen from here in East Grand Forks. And thank you for their dedications to various priests and pastors who are serving them and for their family members. We also want to thank Lowell from Grand Forks, who's offering a challenge matching grant in Thanksgiving for his parish of St. Michael's and their staff and clergy. Philip and Katie from Buxton would like to offer their grant in loving memory of Katie's grandparents, Carl R. and Patricia Anderson.
That is an awesome story. They were married, I think, like 60 years. I can't remember the exact, quite a long time. She died, and 2 days later, he died. And the funeral was just like about a week ago. Yeah, it's just a powerful story.
Witness oh, goodness, love. Yes. Well, we definitely keep them and their family in our prayers. We also want to recognize the neighboring Knights of Columbus Council from Reynolds, Council 6340, who are offering a challenge matching grant. So thanks to those and all of those who are participating in that way and partnering with those who are calling in, 877-795-0122. And so we have Bishop Heppner with us to continue our conversation. I almost said convocation because it rhymes with conversation. You folks, I guess, had a follow-up meeting over in Bemidji recently from the convocation that happened in Fargo and Crookston. What kinds of things do you have to share with us about what the Holy Spirit's been doing in your diocese from that event?
Well, you know, the convocation with the Diocese of Fargo was just absolutely fantastic. As a follow-up to that, we just finished our priests' annual gathering, and we had Father Donio come back. He was one of the keynote speakers at the convocation at the end of last year. So he came back and spent 3 days with our priests as kind of a continuing work on how to continue to build parish life and fostering missionary discipleship. It was this wonderful 3 days. We're transitioning on through, and we're going to have in October another diocesan day follow up to the convocation from last year. So we keep working through this. In the meantime, the parishes and the delegates that came to the convocation continue to work in their parishes. We have a program called Shepherding Them Home. It's now made its way through a third of the parishes, but by October, my hope is that all the parishes will have been involved in that. And that's a little program that's getting good attendance for folks like you were just saying, the donation given in honor of with the prayer that my children will return to the faith. Mm-hmm. Shepherding Them Home is a program, a little program that we put together. Deacon Mark Creechy's put together. To sit down with folks whose children aren't going to church anymore and to have a class and a conversation on what you might do to shepherd them back home to the church. Huh? So a lot of people are attending this in the parishes in the regions where it's offered. A third of the parishes have already had people attend it, and we want to work that through. The new evangelization, reaching out, inviting people into the church, huh?
You know, last year I had the privilege of being live on air with you, right? It was really close to a Pentecost, but it was the Novena time. Now, not quite the exact same time, but we're in this very special 40 days with Christ where he has yet to ascend to the Father, but he's intimately with us. And that Road to Emmaus, he says, taking all of sacred scripture and revealing and teaching to us everything that it refers to in the Gospels, teaching us about the establishment of the church, sacraments of initiation, though, basically getting those apostles ready to go out to the world and proclaim the gospel and sacrifice their lives. But I always tell people, this 40 days is very special.
Oh, he's with them.
And you gave such an inspiring thing last year about the novena. Could you give us a few words, not about the ascension, and not, but these 40 days where Christ is appearing to us, and how every baptized person out there has access to that intimacy right now for him to teach them all things. What can you say about that?
You know, what's happening is Jesus, before he ascends, is handing over the mission to the Holy Spirit. We're moving into the mission of Jesus, sent by the Father, accomplished passion, death, and resurrection. And we're moving into the time of the mission of the Holy Spirit. I just get so excited about this. And remember what Jesus said, you will see far greater works. So we have things like this going on in the early church. Huh? We have the replacement of Judas, and then we have Pentecost. And the coming of the Spirit. And then we have Peter and John curing the man lame, huh, at the temple. I don't have silver or gold, but what we have we'll give you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Stand up and walk. And then they get dragged before the Sanhedrin and so on, and they're cautioned not to speak about this name anymore. And they kind of laugh and say, yeah, we're going to obey you, or we're going to obey God. And they go right back to doing it. But they go back, and they gather, and they pray, and the Holy Spirit comes again. The Holy Spirit comes again. And then it says that just by being touched by Peter's shadow, people are cured. Notice we didn't have that in Jesus. The closest we had when Jesus walked the earth was maybe the woman touching his tassel. Mm-hmm. But here, just the shadow of Peter, and they're cured. I was at confirmation last night. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, they chose was Paul in Ephesus. And he says to the little group of 12, did you receive the Holy Spirit? And they said, no. What baptism do you have? They said, well, we have the baptism of John. He said, oh, no. He lays hands and the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And then you go on from there and he's with them for 2 years. Just by touching a piece of cloth to Paul and then taking that home to the person that was sick, that cloth that touched Paul would cure that person. Isn't that goosebumps?
Yes,
down your
okay.
And you're talking about touching the relics with the cross, huh?
Okay, here's a little tiny story hidden in the Acts of Apostles that hardly anybody knows about. It has to do with St. Paul. It says he was there and he gets talking so long, there's a guy sitting in the window.
Cordialis.
He falls out the window and dies. It says St. Paul goes back downstairs and raises him back to life. Talk about greater things. My gosh.
I know.
I'm just happy if people wake up after my homily. You know,
I always said there's a little message about homilies in there. But isn't it just that we're moving into the mission of the Holy Spirit. And that's where we live today. We live in that time. Mm-hmm. And talk about excitement and hope and ongoing renewal that's always there in the church. It's always there, led by the Holy Spirit. Through the action of the apostles and their successors, and filters down to us. Yep. And I got to last night, just like Paul, it says, laid hands on them, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit came last night. I got to do that beautiful prayer of laying hands on, and the Holy Spirit came down on four.
Fantastic. And many of our places, many of our dioceses are in a very heavy rotation of celebrating confirmations as well as First Holy Communions for their young people. And so we have Bishop Heppner with us from the Diocese of Crookston. For those who are just joining us, welcome again into our spring live drive here on Real Presence Radio. This is your opportunity to show your gratitude for the many gifts that you receive, the wonderful programs, the devotional exercises that come along with the format of programming on Real Presence Radio. 877-795-0122 is our phone number. We also have a website, yourcatholicradiostation.com. Either of those ways are great ways to contribute, but we have people available and on board waiting to hear from you and to call in. We do have a couple of additional challenge matching grants that we should mention. One from Lakes Country in West Central Minnesota. Bev from Frazee would like to offer her grant in loving memory of her parents, Hilarion and Mary Ann. Bill and Sue from Grand Forks would like to offer this challenge matching grant in thanksgiving to God for their family and for Father Leffer. So thanks to Bill and Sue for polishing that halo a little bit more brightly.
Sure, sure, sure.
The Hirsch Sternfeld family in Dickinson is giving a challenge matching grant in memory of unloved children. So thanks to all of you for contributing during the course of the Live Spring Live Drive, but we need help from you as well. So now is the time for you to give us a call and let us know that you're there, 877-795-0122.
And you know, especially at this moment, with Bishop Heppner here, the Apostle of Christ, and I don't know what it, if it's an anointing, but every time we get in here and we start talking, I just feel the Holy Spirit come alive and an anointing going out. And Bishop just spoke about the Holy Spirit and the greater things, and that's going out over the airwaves right now. And I know people are being touched everywhere from the Hobbit level to the Archangel level. They're being touched right now as you're driving in your car. Maybe you don't have access to a phone. Even if you don't call this hour, sometime today, what greater investment can you make than giving money that directly goes to making sure the gospel goes out to this broad, vast listening area?
It is not a big, framework or bureaucracy. You know, sometimes you hear about nonprofit organizations that, receive money, but only a certain percentage goes out because of the overhead and all the different things like that. We are a lean machine here at Real Presence Radio in terms of the impact that your dollars have in the great good that can happen. Maybe there is somebody who calls in to speak with Al Cresta or David Anders or somebody, you know, with exactly the same question that was weighing on your heart, and you just hadn't taken the opportunity to try to ask somebody, but it's almost as if they are speaking for you and through you. So in those circumstances, that's not just a coincidence. That is, one of my staff members at the church likes to say, a God thing. That is it's a work of the Holy Spirit. And there are many such examples of that, I'm sure, that many of our listeners have, where they hear something in a given program and it really touches their heart because it was something that was weighing heavily upon them, and they receive an answer and guidance that they hadn't received before. So we are looking forward to hearing from you, 877-795-0122. So we're just talking about the gathering that the priests had in the Diocese of Crookston, and Father Donio, who is with you, and we encourage you, wherever you are listening, to continue to take up that challenge of evangelization. Today's Mass reading is one of my favorites from Acts of the Apostles, where the Deacon Philip is called to catch up with the chariot of the Ethiopian eunuch and to interpret for him the story from the prophet Isaiah. And, you know, it's nothing that requires a PhD or some sort of graduate degree. It was basically sharing what was in his heart with others. And Catholic Radio is a great apostolate that really puts that evangelization into action and can be a tool to help us to learn more and more about the love that Jesus has for us. With that being said, we've had some more wonderful contributions come in, and let's hear about those as we turn things over one more time this hour to Eli at Command Central.
Alrighty, thank you, Father. Yep, we've got some great pledges coming in, and we've got Lisa here in the studio. She'll tell you all about it. Lisa?
Well, hi, Father Gross and Father Leffer.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Lisa, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
I want you to challenge all those good folks up in Pezik and Vestleyville and Park River and Lincoln and Beckney. That's your stomping grounds. Let's get a word of encouragement from you.
That would be great to hear more from the people up in those areas. We have had a couple of calls this morning from the Pezik area. So, yes, we need to hear more from them. But I do want to thank David and Cecilia from Rapid City. They gave a wonderful donation in gratitude for Father Brian, Father Matt, and Father Mark. And also we heard from David and Virginia in Grand Forks, listening on 1370. But I agree, we need more callers from listeners up north.
Now, Lisa, you have something extremely special going on in your life on June 1st.
Yes.
Can you share with the listeners what's going to be taking place on June 1st in the Diocese of Fargo?
Yes. My son, Riley, is going to be ordained a deacon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're all excited about it. So I had this opportunity last couple weeks, Father Kyle Metzger, who is the vocation director, sent to the parish in St. John Nepomucene in Pezik. Now, when a couple gets married, by canon law, you're supposed to publish three times. They're called the banns of marriage. And so you announce it publicly. So if there's concerns or something, people can come forward and say, wait a minute, I know that guy, he's married already, he can't get married. But if those bans go out, then the wedding takes place and everything's happy. Well, Father Kyle Metzger sent to Pisa to announce in our bulletin the ban for your son Riley in his upcoming ordination, so that would be published, announced to everybody. On June 1st, he will be ordained as a transitional deacon. Bishop was teaching us about the permanent diaconate. This is a transitional diaconate. And so, God willing, a year from now, he and a couple others, I think, will be...
Yes, well, he and Jared Grossman are in that class, you know, for being ordained as transitional deacons. Jared Grossman, a native of Harvey. And I think of marriage bans as sort of our version of the country preachers during the ceremony. If anyone here finds just cause why these two should not be united in holy matrimony, speak now or forever hold your peace, you know? So if you don't speak by the time the bride is walking down the aisle, you're not stopping it. And, you know, so that's kind of our version. So what else do we have in terms of contributions that have come in, Lisa?
Well, I announced them all for now, so we'll have to wait for the next update.
Very good. We appreciate that, and we've got plenty of time left here. We've got about 13, 14 minutes before the top of the hour.
Again, just to conclude with Lisa, I want to give a shout out. You know, I'm you know, mentioned last hour, Janelle, but Lisa, and there's a number of other staff members. Lisa is always here every time we come in studio at her desk, and they do all the behind-the-scenes work to make sure all these things happen so that the radio station operates. We definitely want to just thank Lisa and all the whole staff who...
They are the elves in Santa's workshop.
Yes, and they make this all happen, and we're so grateful to the wonderful job that they do.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Lisa. It's great to hear from you. And Eli, as we continue on with our conversation with Bishop Heppner during this hour of the Spring Live Drive on Real Presence Radio, Bishop, I'm just wondering, could you share a little bit of how you see Real Presence Radio having been a partner for you during your time as bishop?
I certainly can. I know when I was in the Diocese of Winona, we worked to get Catholic Radio there, and it was slow going there. I was so pleased when I moved. The good Lord called me to come here, and Catholic Radio was beginning here, was here, established, and it's such a gift, as you've been saying, you know, to continually be able to put out over the airwaves the good news. And what God is doing through His family, the church, and in His family, the church, and touching people's lives, and then to be able to, over these years, as you said, it's finishing 11, finishing 12 years here, but to be able to sit down with the folks at Catholic Radio and have them say, would you mind talking to the bishop over in Duluth, you know, about Real Presence Radio and maybe setting up a meeting? And so I can do that. And Bishop Serba said, well, if you really think so, you know, I said, I really do think so. This is a great thing for evangelization. And it's not hard. And now it spreads to the Diocese of Duluth and then New Ulm to be able to call Bishop Lavore, and then my last, but most recently, to be able to call and talk to Bishop Quinn a year or two ago, you know, about, and then to watch, and then out west also, you know.
Right, with the Bishop of Cheyenne.
If you don't think that the Holy Spirit is involved in that, these things just don't happen that way. And the beautiful fundraiser dinner that's growing, and mushroomed, you know. Shows people are appreciative.
On that point, really exactly. I'm thinking of some of my parishioners right now who had the opportunity to go and be a part of that. They come back so inspired. Like, Father, do you know how awesome it was to be in a room with 1,000 fellow Catholics? I didn't know there's so many of us and so many interested and so many listening. But we need those moments, like the convocation or that banquet or to see each other and realize we're all out there hidden in the brush somewhere and we're all listening. Yeah.
And that first such banquet many moons ago happened in the dining hall basement here at St. Mary's Church.
That's
and
right.
To see those numerous locations and the nationwide, nationally known keynote speakers. We had a wonderful young woman, a radio host and blogger, Jen Fulweiler, who was with us for one, Jeanette Bankovic and Dr. David Andrews, various
Tomio,
people.
Yeah.
Yes, Teresa Tomio was with us, so it's a great opportunity to see and to hear those people live and in person.
And I was thinking, like, as Father Gross asked you that question, like, being a pastor feels like an impossible thing at certain times when you're looking at all the souls, like, how could I possibly? So anybody who helps out at all, you're like, oh, praise God, thank you for your help, whatever it is that it does. So here's like a silent, not a silent partner, but a, you know, a partner that's always constantly out there helping you.
I look at it, it's the faithful. If you remember what the Vatican Council talks about, the apostle of the laity, and how the laity are, you know, fulfilling their baptismal call and are going to help transform with Jesus our world. This can't happen without support, without the lady receiving, but also helping, giving, and moving out. Remember what Teresa Tomeo said about that dinner. She goes to a lot of Catholic radio dinners. She was especially referencing California.
Yeah.
This was the biggest and the best I've ever been at. Mm-hmm. That's quite a compliment.
And speaking of Vatican II, the document on engaging the modern world with technology, right? And using the various forms. And here,
social communication, as the Vatican calls it.
And in some ways, people act as if like radio is kind of dying or it's a thing of the past, but not really. I mean, we're stepping into this gap and people are listening and it's changing lives.
Yeah, it certainly is. Someone last night, a gentleman talking about he's a musician and he's playing bass guitar with a little group, but he said, you know, and there are so many good Christian songs out there today. And I thought, that's really true. And they come across the airwaves and they resonate with so many people. You know, young and old, you know, that's something that's beautiful to
yes.
see.
Yes. In addition, it's a great opportunity to turn away from all of the cacophony of what happens in various parts of commercial radio, you know, all of the yakking about which celebrity did what with who and, you know, various things like that, that we're able to distance ourselves from that and to fill that space, as Father Leffer had just said, with the gospel.
The phone lines seem silent right now. 877-795-0122, 877-795-0122.
Father, you should polish your halo one more time here, at least with one of the recent contributions. We have Karen, who called in from Adams, thanking Father Leffer and all faithful priests. Adams, a cozy hamlet a few miles outside of the Grand Cities. And we also thank Wayne from Fargo, encouraging us, saying, keep up the good work. And both of those people listening to AM 1370, you can have your contribution recognized on the air too, but we need for you to participate. Please call at 877-795-0122.
You know, Karen calling in, that makes me think, you always talk about degrees of relationship, how we're only so many degrees away and all this kind of thing. Karen, for example, it reminds me, she's a parishioner of mine, and known her for 2 years here, and then all of a sudden the other day we were talking, I ran to somebody at a gas station, and it was a former parishioner who had worked with and so forth. And she's like, well, you know my aunt Karen. I'm like, she's your aunt? You know, I mean, you put together, you realize as a priest how many lives you touch in the various areas and how you have no idea, and how much more Catholic radio can go across those boundaries and reach into people's hearts, minds, and souls, get past any limitations, to soak in the Word of God.
And both of us who did not grow up in the Red River Valley, but from our respective parts of North Dakota that we're from, people from our hometowns are not listening on the exact same station that we listen to, but are hearing the stories that we're able to share on the air, you know, just the same. And, you know, I think... excuse me, Father Leffer, both of us are in the same boat of having been in several different assignments over the course of our just about 20 years of priesthood. Happy anniversary coming
up, by the way.
Happy
anniversary,
brother. So that, you know, there is a web of a lot of different connections, you know, and some of them can exist in two different places that you didn't even imagine, you know, did exist. So Catholic radio really helps to build up that community, and we're so grateful that you're a part of it. You can participate in a more active way by calling us at 877-795-0122. And callers who donate $75 or more can pick up a sizzle gift. They can choose from an assortment of gift certificates from local restaurants and businesses. And who couldn't use something like that to help them out and to treat themselves and their families? We have just a few minutes left here with Bishop Heppner. So you've got that ordination coming up here. Hopefully you'll be able to take some time and relax this summer, or is the schedule just perpetually busy for you?
I was a high school principal for a number of years, and I used to think, okay, the kids leave at the end of May, and maybe and things would slow down. But June is a nice month. June is a nice month. It starts with June 1st, my birthday, and we've got an ordination to a diaconate coming up June 1st. We'll have to remember that in prayer. So confirmations continue for me into June, and we have this ordination of Deacon Michael Airy. So June's a nice month.
And then there's a USCCB meeting, I believe, that happens in the summer every year.
Okay. Yeah, we're back to Baltimore this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, indeed. And we definitely are praying for all of you bishops in the United States as you're continuing to deal with important issues that are happening, chiefly among them evangelization and continuing to support the good work that agencies such as Real Presence Radio and Catholic Radio throughout the country are doing.
You know, that just makes me think, too, because, you know, there's been a lot of negative stuff in the news, media, and so forth, and some of it rightly so, you know, but these last 2 hours have been such a gift to sit and focus on the positive, the good, the real.
We also have to remember, you know, I said this at Easter time, you know, if you look through the Gospels, Jesus himself did not talk a lot about hope. Did you ever stop to think about
that?
He talked a lot about faith, a lot about charity and love, but it wasn't until he died and then rose that hope broke into the world. It's the risen Jesus. St. Augustine, you know, said everybody, a lot of people knew that Jesus died. The pagans knew Jesus died. But the thing about Christianity is to believe and know that he rose. And with the resurrection of Jesus, hope breaks into the world. And it runs rampant. You know, those first disciples, all these stories that we have of those first faith people, you know, from despair to hope. It's beautiful. And with all going on in the world, but we are the people of hope.
That's right.
You know, and it's rampant. It's great.
Right.
Pope John Paul II always said, we are the Alleluia people.
That's great.
We believe in the resurrection.
And Jesus would not allow Cleopas and his friend on the way to Emmaus to only keep looking downcast,
to
reflect on what had happened before, but to cast their vision out toward what was yet possible.
I love that story. You know, I would say, they were telling the good news as bad news. Weren't they?
Right.
They were telling the story, but they were telling his bad news.
Right. You know, and sudden, yet, now some women from our community have amazed us, but I'm not so sure, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so it was a way for Jesus to really kind of turn that around. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Beauty, ever ancient, ever new. And Catholic Radio is participating in that. We have a couple of additional contributions we want to tell you about as we're coming to the end of this hour. Joe and Sue from East Grand Forks have made a gift of $100. They listen to AM 1370. Also, Marion from Grand Forks made a donation of $75 in honor of Riley and Jared on their diaconate ordinations. And it's been announced Deacon designate, about to be ordained Deacon Jared, will be at St. John's in Wahpeton for the summer. And Riley will be in my hometown of St. Philip Neri in Napoleon for
the
summer.
That's exciting.
And so additionally, there will be a anniversary of a priest, the 50th anniversary of Father Al Bitz, a native of Napoleon, which will be celebrated there in early June.
We all know Napoleon, there's something in the water in Napoleon. If you drink the water in Napoleon, you end up either becoming a priest or a nun or a brother.
Yep, and it's not just that town, but it's the good folks of St. Anthony's, of St. Boniface Kintyre, of St. Clair's and Bernstead. There is a wonderful nucleus of faith in Logan County, and it's a great privilege for me to be a part of it, as well as a fellow host, Father Brian Gross, whose dad is my dad's brother, and whose dad grew up in that area as well, so we like to claim him by extension as well. So thank you very much for joining us with the last couple of hours of the live drive, and we'll be stepping aside in just a moment for our top of the hour break and station ID. Bishop Heppner, if you could give us a quick blessing for our listeners.
You betcha. For you and for all who are listening, and for your families and loved ones, may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you very much, Bishop Heppner, for being with us. Blessings to you and your continued ministry and safe travels and everywhere that the gospel message takes you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate your generous support of Catholic Radio, not only here in the Grand Cities, but also in Bemidji. And we want to call upon those folks in that part of your diocese to also contribute to our live drive. And we are going to continue on with programming here after this break. On behalf of Father Leffer, Father James Gross, thanking you for joining us. And please stay tuned as we have more wonderful programming on the way here on Real Presence Radio. Stay with us.